This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. And boy, what a change in weather. Early in the week, we were in the 80s, hot, humid, muggy. And this morning, it's 48 degrees here in Maine. So Mother Nature, I think she's a little mixed up right now. Hopefully, she'll get back to a little bit warmer weather so we can enjoy the fall season and put the garden to bed. Get ready for the next season. And there's a lot to do this time of the year. And if you need some help, the number here is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. You'll give us a call if you have questions on planting bulbs, on taking care of your perennial beds as they begin to go by and go into dormancy, to get your roses ready for the winter months. And one major thing with roses, stop feeding them. No more food for your roses. Nothing. You want the branches, the growth that was made this year, to begin to get hard, to change from that nice, soft, succulent growth to become almost woody. And the reason is, if your growth is woody, it's going to be able to tolerate colder temperatures during the winter months, less dieback, and a better looking plant in the spring. If you continue to feed your roses at this time of the year, it will continue to make a lot of new growth. That new growth will be succulent and soft. And when the weather really gets cold, then you're going to have some dieback on it. So stop feeding them. You can water, but no food. And don't do a lot of pruning. The only thing that you want to remove at this point is the dead flowers from the plant. Just go down just below the flowers and cut it off there. You don't want to cut into the wood because, who knows, the weather's changing so quickly, it may not have time to produce like a scab where you've made that cut. But remove the dead flowers so that the plant doesn't use its energy to try and make seed where the old flower was. Okay? Now, bulbs. This is the time, and we'll talk about it during the program today. But if you have any specific questions, you give us a call. If you want to know how to make your mums survive the winter, or your fall flowering asters to come back, and probably our latest perennial for our garden is called a Montauk Daisy. And it's the last perennial to bloom. And usually it doesn't start until October. And today's the 1st of October. So if you have some Montauk Daisies, They're going to be coming into bloom shortly. And with all the heat of this past week here in New England and in other places, I'm sure that they're really, really close into coming into bloom. Mine, the buds are all there, seeing a little bit of white from the center. So I know it's just a couple days away. The grass seed, you can still plant and have a good germination. The soil is still nice and warm. Just make sure that the seed is in contact with the soil and it's covered. And remember, the fall is the best time to feed your lawn. And if you're going to feed the grass once a year, do it in the fall. Do it in the fall. The reason is, when you feed your lawn in the month of September or October, 75% of the food that you put down is going to be absorbed by the roots of the plant and stored in your grass plant. So that will make it stronger for the winter. And when spring arrives, it will have food, and it can get going quicker, because a lot of us don't feed the lawn until April or even May. But if the weather's nice and the grass has a belly full of food, it will start to turn green. It will begin to produce some new shoots, some new foliage, and you'll be ahead of the game. So feed your lawn this fall, plant your grass seed, and we'll be talking about what's happened in Oregon. Now, the number one state for growing grass seed is Oregon. And they've had a drought, a serious drought. And I've been told by three different companies that grass seed, on the average, for next year, is going up $2 a pound. The production is off by 40% because of the lack of rainfall. So, it may be the time for you to buy your grass seed now, and next spring, if you're going to be seeding, you'll have it. Or plant your grass seed right now. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on also. So get the fertilizer down. Lime on the lawn is very important because it will change the acidity of your soil. And if you live west of the Mississippi, instead of lime, you put down sulfur, because your soils are not acidic, they are alkaline. So they're very, very sweet, and sometimes they get so sweet that the grasses don't grow very well, so you need to put some sulfur on them to neutralize the soil, just like on the east part of the Mississippi, where it's acidic. So that's something that needs to be done. And if you do have a lot of moss in your yard, one thing that will help you a great deal, especially if your soil is heavy, and when you walk on it, it feels hard, is probably that you have some clay. And there is a product that will help to soften up that soil. You don't have to spend a lot of money and pay to have it aerated, to have plugs pulled out. All you need to do is to put down some garden gypsum. And gypsum is what they make sheetrock out of. The walls in your home, the ceiling in your home is sheetrock. And the sheetrock is made with gypsum. And it comes in a bag. You can buy it at a nursery, garden center, feed and grain store, some of the hardware stores. And you put it on your lawn. And what it does is it coats the clay particles in your soil so that they cannot stick together. So it softens it. It makes them fluff. The root system can grow through it a lot easier. You'll have better drainage, and because of that, you'll have less moss. So think about that. And if you live in an area where it snows, you have road salt, and your grass is always dead near the side of the road, put some gypsum down. The gypsum will open up the ground, and that way, when the snow melts and the ice begins, the salt begins to build up in the soil, it will move because you've put down some gypsum, which will open up the ground. The rain will be able to flush the salt away from the root zone of your grass plant, and you'll have a lot less grass that will die due to the road salt. So that's something that you can do that will keep your grass better looking near the side of the road. In a vegetable garden, gypsum will make your carrots longer, will make your beets and turnips and all of your root crops better. It will soften the soil so that your potatoes can get larger. So if you need some help or you have a question, call us. 855-660-4261. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Carrick Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Paul. First up, we have Thomas from New Hampshire, and he has a question about some squirrels.
Okay. Thomas, good morning. What's happening with the squirrels? Are they trying to get into your home or what?
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
And also my question about Lily of the Valley. In the beginning of September, I planted grass seed. How do I prevent the squirrels from digging up my new grass?
Are they digging holes in the lawn?
Yeah, I think they're just small holes. I think they're going after acorns. But I mean, it's just a small area. The whole of the yard is full of acorns laying right on top. For some reason, they want to dig for the acorns that are in the new grass.
How big of a hole are they making, Tom?
Just a small one, just a little bit bigger than the size of the acorn.
How large is the area that you seeded?
It's about 500 square feet.
500 square feet. What I would do is get a box of mothball flakes and just scatter it throughout the area. The smell of the camphor that's in the mothballs will keep them away from it. If it was a good-sized hole, I would think maybe a raccoon or a skunk looking for the possibility of Japanese beetle grubs in your lawn.
Oh.
But if it was grubs, then you would have bigger holes, and you would even get to a point where they would, like, rototill the area. But if it's just a hole here and there, then I would get some mothballs or mothball flakes and put it down. And as long as we don't get any heavy, heavy rain, the smell will keep the animals off of it. I mean, you won't smell it, but the animals that are running in that area and digging, that should be able to keep them off.
Do I spray as a perimeter or on the new grass itself?
I would scatter it throughout the whole area.
And it won't hurt the new seedlings. Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. And it's just if you get a heavy rain, then the mothballs or the mothball flakes will begin to, they'll absorb the moisture, and then they will dissolve, and you won't have the fragrance that you should have.
Okay. And my lily of the valley, I've got my grass is growing into it now, and it's taking it over. And I was wondering if next spring, can I cover that area with mulch to prevent the grass from growing, or is that also going to prevent the lily of the valley from growing?
Oh, nothing can stop lily of the valley. I've seen lily of the valley grow through a 2-inch thick asphalt driveway.
Oh.
So it's very, very tough. But the thing that you can do, your lily of the valley will go dormant. And they'll start to turn yellow. And what you can do at that point is you can use a weed killer to kill the grass. Or if it's a real big, I mean, if it's not that big of an area, then just stop pulling it, because there really is nothing that will kill just the grass and leave the lily of the valley there. Lily of the valley is very aggressive once it gets caught, but grass can be just as aggressive as the lily of the valley. Is it a real large area?
Oh, it's probably about, let me see here, it probably measures about 10 by 20.
And there's a lot of grass in there?
Yeah, and see, what happens is, I can't mow the, it's taller than the lily of the valley, and I can't, obviously I can't mow it, because then I'll mow down the lily of the valley.
Right.
But yeah, it's pretty much 50-50. 50% grass, 50% lily of the valley.
Right. It's just lily of the valley can grow through a nice sodded lawn, and then we'll live there in harmony. I think what you're going to have to do is as soon as the lily of the valley begins to turn brown, mow it, get that foliage away, and then put down a non-selective weed killer that will kill it. And they have some great organic weed killers. BioSafe as a product that will work really well, too. So look it up on my website.
Oh, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bear Advanced.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh. I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control, plus fertilizer.
Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bear Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hey, neighbor, putting down fertilizer?
It's new Bayer Advanced Triple Action Lawn Fertilizer.
I thought fertilizer was fertilizer.
No, Triple Action Lawn Fertilizer feeds all three levels of my lawn.
Three levels?
Yep, grass, roots, and soil. It's science that revitalizes the soil to build strong roots, which greens and thicken. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own bag.
It's only at the Home Depot.
New Bayer Advanced Triple Action Lawn Fertilizer. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150
P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help, give us a call. It's 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Paul, up next we have Mike from Boston, and he has a question about his morning lilies.
Okay. Mike, good morning. How can we help you with your garden today?
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Just a quick question. My friend has morning glories that he planted in his tomato garden, and it's literally taken over the entire garden. Is there anything he can use to get rid of them for next year's planting?
Well, normally morning glories are annual. So the first frost will kill them.
They keep reseeding themselves, though.
Yeah, so they make a bloom, they make a seed pod, they fall, and then you have a problem. But the thing that he's going to do, there's no weed killer that will just kill the morning glory. If you put down a pre-emergence weed killer in your garden, then you're not going to be able to plant any seed. You'll be able to put in, like, tomato plants. You'll be able to, you know, put in any kind of an established plant. But if you go to plant string beans by seed, or carrots, or beets, or lettuce, the weed killer that will prevent the morning glories will also prevent your carrots, or your beets, or your beans from germinating. So I think probably the best thing for him to do is to get everything out of that garden now, get it cleaned, and then start planting. And if he sees that the morning glories are coming up, then he can take either chemical or organic weed killers, mix them according to the label, and paint the foliage or spray them with a pump sprayer that will kill them, as long as he doesn't get the spray on his plants, then he'll be in good shape.
Okay.
See, What I do, Mike, is this. So that I don't have to spray the whole lawn or in the garden. Because every now and then you'll get a real big crop of weeds coming in. And if you try and use a pump sprayer, it makes like a shower, and it will drift. So what I do is I'll take like a coffee can, and I'll take a yardstick, duct tape the yardstick to the coffee can so it's on the bottom of the yardstick. Then I'll take a second yardstick and duct tape a paintbrush about an inch or two in diameter. Mix up the weed killer. Put it in the can. And that way you can walk in the garden without bending over. You take the paintbrush, dip it into your coffee can mixture, paint the foliage with the weed killer, and that way you don't have to worry that it's going to drift and hit other plants that you want to keep in your garden. You just paint the foliage with it. It will absorb it, and it will control it.
Great. Great idea. Thank you very much for the call, for taking my call, Paul. Have a great weekend.
You have a wonderful weekend. Get out there and go pick some apples today. Thank you, Mike. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Paul. Up next, we have Elena from Tewksbury, and she has a question about poison ivy.
Okay. Ilea, good morning. How can we help you with the poison ivy today? Good morning. Ilea, are you there? Maybe she went to get some coffee. Well, I'll tell you, if you have poison ivy growing on your property, if it's green, then you can use a weed killer on it. If it's starting to turn yellow, it won't do any good. So it has to be actively growing to control the poison ivy. So any kind of a weed that you have on your property, if you see that it's deep green, still actively growing, poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and a lot of other vegetation, if it's green and it's healthy, then you can spray it and you can control it. But if it's beginning to change color and it's shades of yellow, or the coloration is really, really pale and you can see even a little bit of purple or red in it, using a weed killer is not going to be effective, because the weed killers are there to make the plant grow faster. And it grows so fast, it can't produce the food to keep up with the new growth. And it ends up growing itself to death. And if the plant's going dormant, it's not going to wake it up and say, oh, no, no, don't go to sleep, grow. It doesn't work that way. So you'll have to wait until next year. But what you should do is, if it's climbing up trees or it's in a real bad area, try and cut the plant from the ground, and that way you can kill the main plant. If it's running on the ground, don't use your lawnmower to cut it down. The reason is, if you drive through a patch of poison ivy with your lawnmower, the blade is going to chop it up in small pieces, is going to blow out the end of your lawnmower, and it's going to blow on your face, on your hands. If it's a warm day and you have shorts on, you're going to have those little particles of foliage of the poison ivy, and it's going to stick to your skin, just like when you're cutting the grass. And because you've cut the leaves in little pieces, you're going to activate the juices in that leaf, and you will have the worst case of poison ivy that you've ever seen. And if the soil is dry and you're also trying to cut it, the foliage could be really minute pieces. You could be breathing it and getting some of the poison ivy particles down your nose, and then you could have a real problem. So use a weed killer if it's green and healthy. If it's not, then wait until the foliage comes off, and then you can use a weed whacker or something like that, but cut the main stem. And so that will kill all of the runners. And just use a pair of pruners. Put some gloves on so you don't touch it. And that will help to really set it back. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Paul. Up next we have Barry from South Carolina. And he has a question about his fig tree.
Okay. Barry, good morning. How can we help you with your fig today?
Good morning, Paul. I got a fig tree that was planted in the 70s.
Okay.
And it was on my mother-in-law's property. And we moved here in, I think, 2014 or something like that. Anyway, this thing had grown wild, and it's got trunks that go up. There's about three trunks that go up about 20 feet.
Wow.
And the branches up there are, they're dying and they're falling off and stuff. And I was wondering if I was would be able to cut that fig tree back almost to the ground. There are new trunks starting
okay.
every year at the bottom.
Yeah.
And I also had some other questions about some other trees, but
oh, sure.
if you want to address that fig first.
Yeah, the fig tree, if it's making new shoots that are coming out around the main plant, and
yes.
and the main plant is just getting to be too tall and out of control, I would
yeah.
cut those right down to the ground, and that
okay.
way the energy would go to your... to your newer shoots, and they'll be more productive than something that's that tall. But
yeah.
don't cut it back until the foliage begins to turn yellow and die, because you want all of that energy that's in the green leaves to go down to the root to be stored for the winter, and that way next spring the roots have got a belly full of food, and it will help to make those new suckering shoots to form and produce a nice, healthy, and productive plant.
Yeah, well, all the foliage is gone off of those top,
okay.
the tall things already.
Okay, then cut them right down.
The last couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah. I would just cut them down now. Then.
Yeah, and the other trees that I'm calling about, my wife and I were given a bag of trees that a lady got for giving a donation to the Arbor Day Foundation.
Okay.
And we had about 12 of them to start, and six of them have lived. We started them in pots.
Okay.
And I transplanted them about 2 months ago, maybe. In the ground, and all of them, the six that lived, all of them are doing well except one. I have one, and it's I think a Sergeant Crab apple.
Okay.
It has grown. It's about 6 feet tall,
oh, wow.
as the rest of them are now. And I've got one stalk that comes right up the center of the tree, and it looks like something is eating it. The leaves off it, I can still see on the main trunk there, there's some little tiny leaves that are looks like they would come out if they had an opportunity, but is it okay to put insecticide on these trees?
Yeah, I mean, it is, well, first of all, you got to think that it is October. And all these plants are going to be losing their foliage in the
yeah.
next 30 days. So,
yeah.
As the days get shorter, and you know that they're getting shorter just looking out the window.
Yes.
I would not be concerned at this point. I would just forget about it. as insect-wise, because the first frost you get, all of those insects will be killed.
Yeah.
And but the one thing that would help you a great deal, I would put a couple of inches around the base of your tree seedling. Make a circle about 18 to 24 inches round, and that way when you mow, you're not going to be hitting the trunk of that tree, and cover it with a couple inches of bark mulch. You can buy a bag. One bag of bark mulch will probably do all six plants.
Yeah. This particular tree, this condition started happening a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Almost after the transplant. And I thought maybe, I don't know, we've got these big green beetles. They're about a half inch, and they have a real shiny...
Hey, Barry, hold on a second.
On Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks. So treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To the Paul Frank Cotton Club. We're talking with Barry. Now, Barry, are these beetles on your crab still active and they're chewing on it at this point?
I don't believe so at this time. I think they've finally given up. They fly like kamikazes. They run into everything. They're very hard. Mm-hmm. But they're about a half inch big and a green... you know, they're green and it's very shiny and almost like a hologram.
Okay. Yeah.
Some different colors. And when they hatch in the spring, they come like crazy for a couple of months.
Right. Right.
And, anyway, this tree, it really looks pretty bad compared to all the others.
Okay. Well, I think for this year, what I would do is I would pick up a bag of organic tree and shrub. The reason is if you use a chemical fertilizer now, like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5, it's going to last about 30 days, and then it's gone. If you buy an organic fertilizer and you put it down, it's going to last a minimum of 3 months, and it feeds the plant slowly. So once the foliage comes off in the next 30 to 60 days, the plant will still be able to pick up the food that you've put around it, and it will store it inside the plant so that next year it will get it off to a better start.
All right.
So, I mean, you've got 6 trees. I think if you got a 10-pound bag and you divided them between the 6 trees, and being that it's organic, it will not burn. So what I would do is I would take a crowbar and about, maybe 18 inches from the main stem, punch 4 holes in the ground about 6 inches deep. Put a half a handful in each hole and then fill it in with soil. And when it rains, maybe you could give it a quick drink, and then the rain will start to dissolve the food. The plant will be able to absorb it. And if the ground gets really, really cold, the fertilizer will stop feeding the plant. It will just sit dormant, and it will be there for next spring. And that way in the spring, as it warms up, it will give it a head start, and that should help a great deal. Now, the thing that you want to use on your flowering crab for next year, there's a product called Captain Jack. And Captain Jack is an organic insecticide that will take care of all chewing insects. And I've been using it in my vegetable garden to get rid of those big green tomato hornworms. It will take care of the Japanese beetles. It will take care of the Colorado potato beetle. So, and then we get here in New England in the fall a tent caterpillar. And I spray the tree that has that tent that begins to form, and within a week or 10 days, they're all gone. And it's totally organic, so you can use it every place in your yard, in the vegetable garden, and pick the following day. So it's a good product, it's a safe product, and it will take care of those beetles. So the main thing is...
Okay. My wife is taking notes here.
Yeah. I think the main thing for now, if you can feed it, and if your ground needs a good soaking, take out the hose after you fed it to try and dissolve some of it. Then the plant will absorb it. It will store it and to make it stronger going into the winter. And then the next spring, it'll be ready to go. And when these beetles come, get some of that Captain Jack. And the Captain Jack comes in a plastic container with a built-in sprayer. So there's no mixing. You just attach it to the hose, hit the lever, spray the plant, and the beetles will go. And it's made by Bonide. B-O-N-I-D-E. And if they don't sell it near you, you can buy it on the Internet.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.